As stated before, our text this morning is a portion of the first lesson read to you a moment ago from the first chapter of the book of Acts. So they put forward two men, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was also called Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, "You, Lord, who know the hearts of all men, show which one of these two you have chosen to occupy this ministry and apostleship from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place." And they drew lots for them, and the lot fell to Matthias, and he was added to the 11 apostles. The key that I have to keep telling myself here is that the group prayed first. Before they did anything, they prayed that God would show them which individual he himself had chosen to assume the apostleship of Judas, who was no longer around. That's the key. If we don't keep that in mind, then the whole incident may indeed seem somewhat preposterous to us. Obviously, it's an important moment in the life of the early church. It was certainly an important moment in the lives of Jesus' disciples, his followers, who were gathered in that room on that occasion. It was necessary, they said, that the number 12 be kept intact, that there be 12 apostles, as there was when Jesus was walking the earth. With Judas gone, there's only 11. Now, we do know that there were many other followers of Jesus who followed them around. In fact, Luke tells us in this first chapter that the group gathered up in that room that day numbered 120. The requirement that they put forth was that the individual, whoever is chosen, basically had to be there from day one. From the beginning of Jesus' ministry and the call of the first disciples, right on up to the day of his resurrection, to be a witness of his resurrection. And therefore, we must assume that the two men who are put forward as possibilities for this seat, Joseph Barsabbas and Matthias, were with the band from the beginning. They filled the qualifications. But now, which one does God want? Which one has God chosen? And of course, in order to find that out, you go to God in prayer. Just as we do in our day-to-day life, right? What does God want me to do here? Well, let me take it up with Him in prayer. Let me find out what His answer is. And the apostles do just that. The group prays, "Lord, You know the hearts of people. You know who You want to fill this seat. Let us know." And then it happens. Peter looks around and he says, "Who's got the dice?" "Come again? Who's got the dice? What do you mean, Peter?" "Well, you know, we got to roll the dice now to see who God wants." "What? No. Nothing. Nothing this important can be decided with the roll of a dice." That's what Luke says. "Oh God, who do You want to fill this ministry? Let's throw the dice and find out." We'll assign numbers to each one of them. We'll roll two die. Two to six, Joseph Barsabbas. 7 to 11, Matthias. 12, we'll roll again. Now, we're not exactly sure what this casting of lots was. Nowhere is the exact procedure described in Scripture. There are only allusions to the fact that casting of lots was indeed a method that people used for direction in the ancient world. It may have been straws, the proverbial short straw. It may have been a couple of straws with names written on them put into a container of some kind and shaken until one of the straws came out and whatever name was on it was the winner. The book of Proverbs talks about lots being cast into the lap. We really don't know exactly what the process was, but it sure does sound preposterous, doesn't it? Whatever it was. Whether it was straws, sticks, dice. To choose the individual to fill the seat of an apostle by casting lots. Well, that just doesn't seem right to us. But they prayed first. And I suppose there's a lesson in here for us. Take an issue to God in prayer, whatever it is, and ask for His guidance. And then what do? We look around to see if God gives us the answer we want. That's what we do. We don't get the answer we want. Well, God didn't answer my prayer. I'll ask Him again. And I'll ask Him again. And I'll ask Him again. We don't find that happening here at all. We don't find Joseph Barsabbas saying, wait a minute, 2 out of 3. We don't hear the followers of Joseph Barsabbas saying, wait a minute, this is just ridiculous. The group prayed to God and asked for His guidance. And they took all of that activity afterwards, the casting of lots, under His guidance and care. And there it is. If we believe truly that God is involved in our day-to-day lives, if we indeed truly believe God answers prayer, and not in that old trite way of His saying, well, sometimes He just says no. Every prayer that is prayed to God seeking out His will, as these apostles have done here, is answered affirmatively by God. Yes, I will perform my will. You got a decision to make, you take the matter to God in prayer. Don't sit back after the prayer and wait for a voice from heaven. Make a decision and believe that in that decision is God's guidance. And that's what they did when they filled Judas's seat. The roll of the dice they acted upon. Matthias was appointed. What happened to Joseph, we don't know. Joseph just disappears from the pages of history. Don't know a thing about him. But he was up for an apostleship. God chose Matthias through the casting of lots. And so often in our day and age too, our Lord answers our prayers to perform His will in our lives, oftentimes through the most mundane of activities. God heard your prayer. For your prayer was, "Your will be done." God answered your prayer. His will is done. And we live in that peace, in that comfort, in that security. It may seem preposterous to us that the God of the universe acts in the everyday and the mundane. But the next time we are tending to think those thoughts, remember Joseph Barsabbas, remember Matthias, and remember the casting of lots. Amen.